Hello, everyone. This is an unusual interview with a man who certainly has an unusual occupation. Mr. Keller Breland, I believe you had an article in Collier's magazine here not too long ago. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And what is this unusual occupation that you have?
Well, it's officially animal psychology, better known as animal training.
Well, what kind of animals? And you'd also train fowls, I believe. Just what do you make these animals do?
Well, at the present time, using modern behavior science, one is able to train animals to do almost anything. It's sort of a revolution in the animal business that's taking place here.
Do you have to have any special talent? How do you go about training an animal for a certain trick?
It's actually all based on a pretty rigorous science. There's a little art to it, but it's mostly science. We use what's called reinforcement, which in the vernacular is pretty much the same as reward. We don't use any punishment whatsoever. None of our animals are ever punished in any way. It's all done through feeding.
Do some animals learn faster than others? That is to say, will a rabbit learn faster than a pig, or how does that work out?
Yes, in that case, it'd be just the reverse, I believe. The pig would learn faster than the rabbit. The pigs, as a matter of fact, are quite bright. In fact, I'd much prefer to train a pig than to train a dog, say.
Well, which do you find the easiest to train? You still rate that pig number one?
For complex tasks, yes. I would say the pig would be number one. For simple tasks, we still like the chicken.
Do you always reward these animals with Laro farm-tested feeds?
That's right. Always Laro feed. Nothing else but.
Where do your actors perform? All over the country, Mr. Breland?
Yes, we have several dozen chickens now, and pretty soon several dozen rabbits, and they are performing all over the country, in every state in the Union.
Well, just what is the object behind your barnyard movie stars, you might call them?
Well, of course, they are promoting feed, but at the same time, they are promoting the science of behavior. We are convincing the American public that there is a true science of behavior, that the behavior of animals is controlled, that there's nothing capricious about it, that you can do things with animals that no one ever did before.